弟兄姐妹大家平安。
Brothers and sisters, peace be with you.
奉主耶稣圣名一起来学习道理。
In the name of Jesus Christ, let's study the word of God together.
今天早上来谈看啊，率领我们的是神。
Today, let's study the topic, Behold, God is with us at our head.
我们的人生有人说是像一场征战。
Some people said our life is like a battle.
征战如果得胜才会得到奖赏，得到冠冕。
If you win the battle, you win the prize, the crown.
输了就没命了。
If you lose, you lose your life.
所以在战场上每一个人都想要得胜，因为除了得胜之外，你是没办法活命的。
So in a battle, everyone wants to win because other than winning, you cannot have your life.
那我们人生有人说像一个旅程。
And other people say it is like a journey.
像一个 journey.
A journey.
所以这个旅程，如果有人在带领的时候，你就会觉得很顺。
Someone is guiding you, then it feels very smooth.
那如果没有，有时候自己蒙着头乱撞，最后可能什么都没有看到。
And if you don't have a guide, you will be go around confused, and perhaps at the end you won't be able to see anything.
那所以不管是怎么角度看我们的一生哈，带领我们的人其实是很重要的。
So no matter how we view life, it's important to have the right guide.
要打仗，如果没有一个真的非常有智慧的很有领导力的人在做。前头引导发命令，其实要打胜仗的机会不高。
For example, in battle, if you don't have a good, smart commander to help lead you, then no matter how you fight the battle, you'll lose.
所以我们会看到说，一个团体哈，它的带领人很关键。
So you see that it is very important to have the correct leader in that group.
那我们今天早上来谈谈在历代志下第十三章的这一场战役。
So now that we're going to study this morning, First Chronicles 13.
我们来看历代志下。
Second Chronicles 13.
历代志下第十三章。
Second Chronicles 13.
第十三章，我们现在来读一下第十二节。
Verse
12.第十二节
12.
率领我们的是神我们这里也有神的祭司拿号向你们吹出大声以色列人不要与主你们列祖的神征战因你们必不能亨通请读
12. Now look, God himself is with us as our head and his priest with sounding trumpet to sound the alarm against you.O children of Israel, do not fight against the Lord God of your fathers, for you shall not prosper.
这里第十二节，我们中文有一个词没有翻下去，就是看呐。
So in the Chinese, they don't have this phrase "look."
那这个就是要向对方介绍说，今天带领我们打仗的是谁啊？
It's an introduction to who is leading the fight today.
但其实神看不到啊。
Actually, you can't see God.
所以你现在看，当这个王在向他这个敌人介绍说我们今天是跟谁的时候，其实你看不到一个形象，看不到一个具体的人在前面走。
So when the king was introducing the leader of the group to the enemy, you cannot see God.
然后他只是接下去说我们在这里有神的祭司拿号向你们吹大声
And then he can only say we also have priests to blow the trumpet
那因为按照圣经律法里面所记载的这个银号是祭司在吹的在征战的时候他要吹出大声
And because according to the law it is the priest who sound the trumpets during the war
那就是要照按照神的命令来做的。
And this is according to God's commands.
以色列人不要与主你们列祖的神征战。
So it says here, do not fight against the Lord God your fathers.
那是以色列人啊，所以这个时代已经是在南北分裂的时代，就是北国以色列国、南国犹大国两国现在在征战。
So you look at it's talking about all children of Israel, and it's talking about the southern kingdom. For now, the kingdom is split into two, and they're fighting against each other.
所以现在这个讲话的人就是犹大国的王亚比亚，亚比亚。
So who the person speaking now is Abijah?
好，那他是对着北国以色列的军队在喊话的。
And then he is talking to the army of the north.
那所以他说，以色列人啊，你不要跟神，你们列祖的神打仗啊。
So he's saying, do not fight against God himself.
因为你们必不能亨通，表示说你绝对不能得胜的。
For you cannot win against this battle.
你如果跟神打仗，你必输无疑。
If you fight against him, you would lose.
那表示说，这讲话的人他很清楚的知道说，我是站在神这一边，是神在带领我们打仗。
So you can see the speaker is very firm that he's standing on the side of God and God is leading this battle.
好，那所以这场战役很特殊啊，得胜的啊，这是一个神迹的。
This is a special war and the outcome is a miracle.
那我们现在来看一下历代志下十三章的第一节开头。
Let's look at 2 Chronicles 13 verse 1.
第一节是说，耶罗波安王十八年，亚比亚登基做犹大王。
In the 18th year of King Jeroboam, Abijah became king over Judah.
第二节。
Two.
在耶路撒冷做王三年，他母亲名叫米该亚，是基比亚人乌列的女儿。亚比亚常与耶罗波安征战。
He reigned 3 years in Jerusalem. His mother's name was Michtra, the daughter of Uriah of Gibeah.And there was war between Abijah and Jeroboam.
这个耶罗波安十八年，就是以色列国分裂以后统治北国以色列十个支派的这个第一个王，就是耶罗波安。
So King Jeroboam is the first king of Israel, and that was his 18th year.
He was. 那他现在接续罗波安做王，所以这个亚比亚现在是南国犹大国的第分裂之后的第二个王。
Abijah is the king of Judah in the south, and he is the second king over Judah.
罗伯安王做王十七年就死了。
Rehoboam was the first king, and he was king for 17 years.
那这个耶罗伯安他做王比较久，所以在他第十八年的时候，现在南国已经换了一个王了。
King Jeroboam, on the other hand, lived a little longer, so in his 18th year, Abijah became king.
那第二节说，这个亚比亚做王只有三年而已。
He only reigned in Jerusalem for 3 years.
在历代志这个历史里面他通常都会写犹大国的这个王是谁，做王几年，他通常特别会强调说他的母亲是谁。
So when we see the chronicles of the kings, usually they will say the name of the king, how long he reigned, and the name of his mother.
那这个王那能不能够成为一个好的王，是行神眼中看为正的，还是恶的王行神眼中看为恶的都跟他的母亲有关系。
And actually, we see these kings, whether or not they're deemed an evil king or a righteous king, it all has to do with their mother.
所以这个就是圣经在写的时候它有一个特色，它在让我们了解其实在家里面这个孩子从小是母亲用什么方式在教育他是很有关系的。
So the Bible is letting us know that it is very important how the child is taught at home while he's growing up.
我们在每一个家庭长大，我们都知道家里面大部分在处理大小事情的，在侍奉的，在主导一切，大部分都是妈妈。
At home, at our household, we see that mothers actually makes a lot of the daily decisions and what to do.
这个家庭会不会兴旺，会不会和谐，跟妈妈在教养孩子，跟她处理事情的方式，或者她观念有关系的。
And there's a direct relationship we see in how a mom takes care of things in the household and how she directs her household and the success of the child.
所以 有些教会弟兄姐妹他们很重视要成立姐妹团契。
So there are some churches who emphasize the importance of sister fellowships.
因为姐妹那要互相分享，有一些管理家庭或者是带领整个家庭信仰的一些应该是说有一些心得或者是一些经验可以互相分享，让 主里面的家庭都能够走在主的道上。
So that the sisters can share among themselves their experiences in leading the household and building up the household faith, so that everyone can learn from it.
因为有些事情如果我们有属灵的经验互相分享之后，才有办法用真理的角度来带领我们自己的家能够走在主的路上。
Because only after sharing our experiences can we learn from it and then be able to lead our own household in the path of truth.
那所以教会里面要各种不同的团契其实在整个推展圣工上来说是很重要的。
So actually it's very important for the church to have many types of different fellowships.
每一个个别的家庭很重要，但是整个家庭教会里面的这家庭要联络起来，那一起在真理上学习，然后也一起来遵循神的道理，参与圣工。
It is very important. Every individual family is very important, but it's also important for these families to connect together somehow and learn and share their experiences with each other, so they can grow up even more in the Lord.
特别是教养孩子一般来说，那个初结婚的青年，如果养第一个孩子的时候，他通常都是没有经验的。
For example, child rearing, especially for those who are just newlywed and they just had their first child, they have no experience in bringing up children.
如果有其他的已经孩子长大的一些主内的这些妈妈们一同分享，要怎么样用神的道理来养育孩子那个年轻的妈妈才不会照着书来养孩子。
And it will be especially beneficial for older sisters whose children have already grown up, that they can share the experiences and how they nurture their own child so that the mom wouldn't have to rely on a book to understand.
我发现有很多年轻的妈妈现在很应该是说很注意孩子，但是真的把那个书里面不管是谁什么专家写的那个书当作好像就是一个标准而不是按照圣经的道理在养孩子，这是一个危机啊。
I noticed that sisters nowadays, some of them, they rear their children, but by a book. No matter what expert wrote the book, they treat it as a guideline rather than rearing their child according to the Bible.
其实我们真的在主里面养孩子，要按照圣经的方法，要按照真理的原则来养才对的。
Actually, when we raise up our child, we should raise them up according to the Bible.
如果有神那个专家讲的什么不好的东西可能都变好的。
As long as God is there, no matter what experts said is a terrible thing, it might turn good with God there.
如果没有神在帮助，任何你认为很好的可能到最后都变不好。
And if God is not there, whatever you think is good or the expert think is good might turn into something bad for the child.
关键是要有神。
So the important point is that you have God.
那这个亚比央如果以列王记的角度来看，他是一个坏的王。
So this Abijan, in the eyes of the kings, he's actually an evil king.
我们现在看列王记下第十五章。
So if you look at 2 Kings,
因为他只有做王三年而已。
For he was only king for 3 years.
列王记上的。
Oh, it's First Kings.
列王记上第十五章，对不起，列王记上第十五章。
First Kings chapter 15.
列王记上第十五章，一样，他在第一节跟第二节他都描述这个跟历代志的是一样的。
So first and second verse is exactly the same as in the Second Chronicles.
但是第二节他这里说他的母亲是玛加，是亚沙龙的女儿，其实是亚沙龙的孙女啦。
It's actually supposed to be the granddaughter of Absalom, but here it says Abishalom.
亚沙龙这个故事，我们在读《列王记》的时候就知道了。
And we understand the story of Absalom.
大卫的儿子，为了想要篡位，想要追杀父亲的。
because he wanted to become king over his father David.
所以这个亚撒龙是跟所罗门同一个时代的。
So Absalom is the same generation as Solomon.
那现在亚比央已经是所罗门的孙子了。
Abijah is Solomon's grandson.
所以那个现在是亚撒龙女儿，其实这里女儿她的意思就是孙女了。
So it says daughter, but actually it's really, really granddaughter.
如果对照撒母耳记下，你就会看到，所以有时候我们在看圣经那个儿子或是女儿哈，他其实是不是直接的那个儿子，可能是隔着几代的那个后代意思。
So when the Bible said son, sometimes they don't really mean son, they mean son and few generations later.
所以我们要有这个概念。
So we should have this type of concept.
有时候才不会误解的。
When we read our Bible, otherwise we might misunderstand it.
第三节
Verse 3.
亚比央行他父亲在他以前所行的一切恶，他的心不像他主大卫的心，诚诚实实的顺服主他的神。
And he walked in all the sins of his father, which he had done before him. His heart was not loyal to the Lord his God, as was the heart of his father David.
他列王记里面，其实他把他一生的结论说，他这个人是作恶的王。
So in 1 Kings, you see the conclusion is that this is an evil king.
他过去父亲所做的恶，他都做了啦。
That he did all the sins of his father.
表示说他的父亲那个罗伯安哈，我们昨天有提到，他后来强盛的时候变坏了，他就跑去拜偶像了，他就立的木偶一些不好的东西全部都出现了。
As we studied yesterday, Rehoboam, when he prospered, he went back to worshiping idols and setting up high places.
那个罗伯安为什么会变坏？其实如果你查考历史，如果详细去查，你就发现跟他的母亲有关系了。
So if we want to find out why Rehoboam became evil, if you look carefully in the Bible, it has to do with his mother.
那跟他的妻子也有关系了。
Also with his wife.
所以这些偶像都是这些外邦的这些风俗被这个婚姻带进去的啦。
These idols were of outside culture and they were brought into the marriage.
现在这个亚比央一样行他列祖父亲以前所行的恶，就是把他的心转向偶像去的，不是专心在敬拜神真神。
So Abijah here says walking the sin his father, meaning he also went after the idols and his heart was not devoted to God.
所以他才会写说他的心不像他的祖先大卫的心一样。
That's why it says his heart was not loyal like the heart of his father David.
大卫是专心的在敬拜神的。
David wholeheartedly devoted himself to worshiping God.
因为他知道他的生命，他说的一切都是神给他的，他没有神他就没有活，没有命了。
For he knows that all he has comes from God, and without God, he would have not even have his life.
他最在意的是要做神所喜悦的事。
And what he treasured most was doing what pleases God.
所以他时常在寻求神的面，时常在跟神沟通，想要知道神要他做什么。
So he constantly searched after God, searched to meet God, and understand what God wants him to do.
大卫他这个诚诚实实对神敬拜的心神很喜悦的。
And God loved.David's loyal heart.
所以大卫虽然一生当中也犯错，但是他最后的结论呢，历史给他的评价就是他是一个合神心意的王。
So even though David did too commit sins, yet his conclusion that the Bible gave him is that he was he followed God's heart.
那大卫对神的心就变成一个标准了。
So the heart of David became a standard for others.
以后的子孙他们。敬拜神或者他们顺服神的那个程度，如果跟大卫一样的，就被归类为好的王，行善的。
All the other kings after him were judged based on if their heart measured up to the heart of David.
如果不是跟大卫的心不一样，敬拜神的观念不一样，就被归类成作恶的了。
If it is, then they're considered good kings. If it's not, then they were considered evil kings.
那因为大卫他诚诚实实的顺服神。
For David wholeheartedly followed God.
有时候虽然很困难，但是大卫他就是愿，他是对神有信心，他是愿意照神的吩咐去做。
And even when it was difficult, because he had faith in God, he would do whatever God commands.
但是这个亚比央就不是这样子了。
But it is not so with Abijah.
所以最后他是恶的王，作恶的。
So Abijah was deemed an evil king.
第四节，然而 主他的神因为大卫的缘故能使他在耶路撒冷有灯光，叫他儿子接续他作王，建立耶路撒冷。
Nevertheless, for David's sake, the Lord his God gave him a lamp in Jerusalem by setting up his son after him and by establishing Jerusalem.
大卫他非常重要，对他的后代子孙很重要。
David was very important to his future generation.
所以他后来这些子孙能够继续当王，都是因为大卫的缘故了。
And all these people can become king because of David.
所以这个王本来该死的，现在神看在大卫的份上，让他继续活，而且还能够继续当王了。
So this king was to die, but for the sake of David, God allowed him to live and continue to be king.
因为大卫的缘故，所以让他在耶路撒冷有灯光，表示说这个国位可以延续下去的。
For the sake of David, they gave him a lamp in Jerusalem, meaning that his kingship can continue.
为什么大卫这么重要？
Why is David so important?
对神眼，在神看来，他这么有分量。
That he has such a big portion in the eyes of God.
那个福气还能够延续到他的后代子孙。
That his blessings can continue even to the future generations.
第五节，因为大卫除了赫人乌利亚那件事，都是行神眼中看为正的事，一生没有违背神主一切所吩咐的。
Because David did what was right in the eyes of the Lord and had not turned aside from anything that he commanded him all the days of his life.
特别强调说，这个我们今天人如果在神面前像大卫这样子行神眼中看为正的。
So it tells us that if we live our life according to what David did, what is right in the eyes of God,
不要违背神的吩咐。
And do not turn away from his command.
就是神说什么我们就去做了。
Whatever God tells us to do, we do.
神不会错的。
For God can never be wrong.
有些神他讲的话，我们去做了，我们不明白，先去做做看，你就知道了。
Sometimes we may not understand why He commanded us to do something, but after we did it, we will understand.
所以信心就是你还不明白，但是你相信神所说的话，而且相信神绝对是公义正直的，你知道之后去做，绝对不会有错。
So faith is knowing and trusting in God. And doing what he says, even if you do not understand why.
因为神的话有时候深他看得很远，他知道很多我们看得很浅很少，所以有时候我们不明白为什么神告诉我们要这样做，照着去做就对了。
For God's words are deep, and He can see far, while our eyesights are shallow, so we may not understand. But we should only do what God commands us, and we will understand at the end.
我们要明白神他是在天上的，他知道一切。
For we should understand that God is in heaven, and He knows all.
神告诉我们要做的话，他里面的命令一定是带着祝福。
Whatever He tells us to do comes with a blessing.
不明白，先去做。
Even if you don't understand it, do what he commands first.
这个叫做我们在行道理当中去体验神是真的。
And this is called experiencing God in our walks of life.
通常也是在我们行完之后，我们才感受到哦，原来神是这么奇妙。
And sometimes only after we walk through it will we understand how miraculous God is.
不要先把我们自己的很多的想法哦，如果怎样都怎样，我们设了好多所谓的 scenario。万一怎么样的时候会怎么样的时候，我们人有时候自以为聪明。
Don't make ourselves, don't think of too many paths that can happen if I do this or that. Don't try to make yourself too smart.
这是为什么说有时候很聪明人想很多人，反正没办法有信心靠神。
That is why sometimes there are some very smart people who can think a lot, but they can't rely on God.
比较简单的人就是相信神说什么就去做了，比较。幸福，而且生活过得比较好。
And sometimes it's the people who are simple, who just do whatever God commands, that have a more enjoyable life.
这是为什么传道书里面说，如果你那个读书多，身体疲倦然后你知识多你就多忧虑了。
That is why it also says Ecclesiastes that sometimes when you read and you understand too much, your worry increases.
真的，如果那个想很多、知识很多的人很。有时候常常失眠忧虑了，因为想到有时候想到就害怕。
It is true. A lot of people with knowledge and they think a lot, they actually end up very anxious and depressed because they're worried too much.
特别现在我们又资讯很发达坐在你电脑面前，什么世界发生什么事情你都知道了。
Especially now that information is so freely exchanged, we can sit in front of the computer and just know anything that's happening.
有的是不是你身边的事情，但是我们会跟着忧虑起来了。
And some of the events that happen are not even in our surrounding or environment, but we worry about them all the same.
让我们的心没办法简单安清静。
So our heart can't be simple and it can't calm down.
所以其实我们信仰上告诉我们，对神如果有信心的人，其实生活比较幸福，会有喜乐。
So people who just have a simple faith to God would have a more blessed life, a more happy, joyous life.
我们要有一个目标，我们要愿意遵照神所吩咐的去过生活。
We have a goal, and that is to live our life according to what God commands.
我们如果这样做，其实我们自己本身会有体验，我们的后代子孙也会学习。
And if we do so, we will experience God, and our future generations can also enjoy the blessings.
那如果我们真的是很在意要顺服神的，那后代子孙也跟着蒙福了。
If we very wholeheartedly follow God in our life, our future generation will benefit from it.
蒙福是因为孩子他看到真正重点是要顺服神，要按照神的吩咐去做，他因为他知道有神。
It will benefit knowing that the most important point is that there is a God and that we need to follow whatever God commands.
所以那个孩子本身慢慢的他会把那个列祖的神转换成他自己的神。
And slowly the God would change that God from a God of his parents to his own God.
好，那这个亚比央的故事，你在第六节说，罗伯安在世日子长与耶罗伯安征战，就是他父亲的时代跟耶罗伯安北国就已经常常打仗了，到亚比央的时候还是继续了。
So you see that there was a war between Rehoboam and Jeroboam all the days of his life. Verse 6. So the two kingdoms are at war with each other.
然后呢，到第七节，亚比央起义的事情，凡他所行的都写在犹大列王记上。亚比央常与耶罗伯安征战。
And the rest of the acts of Abijah, are they not written in the book of the Chronicles? And there was war between Abijah and Jeroboam.
然后后来亚比央就死了。
And then we see that Abijah died.
他做王只有三年而已啊。
He was only king for 3 years.
然后又常常跟耶罗伯安征战，你说他这个做王的日子，真的是很苦啊。
And he was constantly at war with Jeroboam during his reign, so you see that he had a hard reign.
啊，然后又常常是做那个神看为恶的事。
And he also did what was considered evil in God's sight.
所以他的一生，基本上感觉上好像没什么好写的。
So it seems like there's nothing too much or notable about his life.
这是列王记的从政治的角度去看的。
So this is in the viewpoint of First Kings.
但是历代志就不一样。
But Second Chronicles is a little different.
历代志，我们历代志下第十三章。
Let's look at verse 13.
他现在就记有一次。
It records once.
有一次，这个南北国两国又打仗了。
That's the northern and the southern kingdom fought against each other.
好，那现在看回来第十三章。
Verse 13, chapter 13.
第十三章的第三节。
Verse 3.
有一次，亚比亚率领挑选的兵400,000摆阵，都是勇敢的战士。耶罗伯安也挑选大能的勇士800,000，对亚比亚摆阵。
Abijah set the battle in order with an army of valiant warriors, 400,000 choice men. Jeroboam also drew up in battle formation against him with 800,000 choice men, mighty men of valor.
那这一次南北对峙的时候，那个兵力悬殊，400,000对800,000，你说如果以今天的角度来看，那你还要打吗？
So there is a battle between the northern and southern kingdom. You see, one side had 80,000, while the other has. One side is 400,000, while the other has 800,000. Do you even think they need to go into battle with those numbers?
以人数来看的话，那个北国占绝大优势。如果比一对一对抗的话，输定了。
So, looking at this one by one, one to one, you can see that Abijah is definitely at a disadvantage.
但是在历代志里面，他所记载这一次，就是在这个作恶的王的一生里面，其实他这一次就是做对的事情了。
But in the life of this evil king, this is the one event in which he got right.
那也说明说，今天我们人一生会发生很多事情。
It also tells us in our lives there will be many events.
有时候我们也会有那个对神有信心的时候。
And sometimes we will be full of faith in God.
但是 整个一生的结论，就是看，应该是看说我们在平常的时候，在这个一生的年度里面，我们是把神放在什么角度，在我们生命里面什么地位是最重要的。
But we have to look at in our entire life, where do we place God in our lives?
所以我们现在要顺服神，要敬畏神，而且 要这样子对神有信心，不能够只是一时之间而已。
So we honor God and we have our faith in God, but not just for once.
有时候我们会对神突然间有信心起来。
It's true that sometimes we'll suddenly have a lot of faith in God.
但是如果这个信心没办法持续，到最后结论也是作恶了。
But if we cannot sustain this faith, then at the end we will be still deemed an evil.
我们对神会很诚实，然后会很顺服，不能够只是一时之间的感动。
We cannot just be very loyal and very obedient to God just once for an event.
所以有时候有些人他现在比如说不太聚会啊，但是有时候突然间可能也有信心的时候啊。
So for example, someone might not really come to service that much, and all of a sudden they're inspired to come to church more often.
但是如果再接下去，我们如果没有一直对保持对神的信心，有时候遇到事情的时候，我们就信心失落，可能到最后信仰都没有了。
But they did not continue to contain their faith. Perhaps they will meet up with something that would make them stumble in their faith, and then they'll lose their faith altogether.
好，那现在来注意看这个亚比亚。
So let's look at Abijah.
他在这一次里面，他现在面对一个征战。
He is facing a war in this one time.
表面上看，他可能没有机会赢的。
On the surface, it looks like he has no chance of winning.
但是他现在第四节开始，他在打仗以前两军对峙的时候，他起来讲话了。
But right before the war, he stood and talked to both armies in verse 4.
第四节说，耶罗波安和以色列众人啊，要听我说。
He stood and says, "Hear me, Jeroboam and all Israel."
有没有看以前那个打仗哈，真的是很文明啊。打仗以前哈，先讲讲话。
So we see that battles of old that people would actually stand up and say a few words before.
那这也是在圣经里面所记录的战役里面最特殊的一次。
And this is one of the most unique speeches.
其实他们本来两边都是兄弟啊，他们是一家人的。
Because before both sides are brothers, they're of one family.
现在要打仗其实就是为了信仰的缘故。
And now they're fighting because of faith.
那也是因为这个王本身啊，他们不愿意顺服神。
And also because the kings themselves are not willing to submit to God.
对神的信心不一样，最后后来打仗了，看法不一样了。
They have different levels of faith toward God. They see God differently, so now they're fighting.
所以现在这个亚比央在打仗以前、开战以前先讲话。
So Abijah, right before the battle, stood up to talk.
他就说：“你们注意听，他那个以色列军队乖乖的听啊。”
So he said, "Listen to me," and all army actually listened to him.
第五节
，Verse five.
主以色列的神曾立原约，将以色列国永远赐给大卫和他的子孙。你们不知道吗？
Should you not know that the Lord God of Israel gave dominion over Israel to David forever to him and his sons by the covenant of Saul?
这里的特别说言就是不能废的意思，所以言约就是这个神跟当初大卫的跟那个百姓立约的一个约是不会废掉的，像加了盐防腐不会改变的。
So this covenant of salt means this is a covenant that cannot be forfeited, just like salt cannot be changed.
哦，那个如果你注意看这个言约，圣经里面有几个地方都有讲到这个字眼，你可以查查看。
You can look up in the Bible. There's actually some instances where they specify this covenant of salt.
意思是说，神把这个国位哈赐给大卫跟他的子孙，这个旨意不会改变的。
Meaning that God has given this kingdom to David and his sons, and this will never change.
那所以他接下去说，你们怎么会来跟大卫的这个家打仗呢？
So he asked them, "Why are you fighting against the family of David?"
无奈大卫的儿子所罗门的臣仆尼巴的儿子耶罗波安起来背叛他主人。
Just because.
第六节。
Jeroboam the son of Nabat, the servant of Solomon, the son of David, rose up and rebelled against his lord.
好，因为耶罗波安是起来背叛，其实一开始先背叛所罗门的。
So he rebelled against Solomon first.
那后来带领以色列人去背叛罗波安了。
And then he led all of Israel to rebel against.
然后自己后来自立为王了。
Rehoboam, and then he set himself up as king.
然后第七节说
，Verse seven，
有些无奈的匪徒继续跟从他，那个逞强攻击所罗门的儿子罗波安， 那时罗伯安还幼弱，不能抵挡他们。
Then worthless rogues gathered to him and strengthened themselves against Rehoboam the son of Solomon, when Rehoboam was young and inexperienced and could not withstand them.
就是亚比亚，他把过去发生的历史再讲一次给那些军队听了。
So Abijah reviewed the history for all the army to hear.
然后第八节，现在你们有意抗拒大卫子孙所下所治理神的国，你们的人数也很多，你们那里又有耶罗波安为你们所造，当作神的金牛犊。
And now you think to withstand the kingdom of the Lord, which is in the hand of the sons of David, and you are a great multitude, and with you are the gold calves, which Jeroboam made for you as gods.
所以现在亚比扬说，你们现在跟谁打仗啊？你们是跟神的国度在打仗啊。
So Abijah reminds them, you're fighting against the kingdom of God.
那他现在说，你们的神是现在耶罗波安给你们造那个金牛犊，那一只牛而已了。
And Jeroboam made golden calves for you.
那表示说你们现在把那个原本的最单纯的信仰把它改变了。
Meaning that you have changed your most basic faith, your religion.
你把神当作偶像了。
You change God into an idol.
然后第九节，你们又设立自己的祭司，把整个敬拜制度都把它更改了。
And verse 9, you cast out all the priests, you changed the very basic religion.
你的信仰根本已经跟传统完全不一样了。
Your religion is totally different from what it was before.
背离的神他所设定的这个敬拜的制度，你们已经离开了神的制度了。
And then you have already departed away from God.
然后第十节，至于我们，主是我们的神，我们并没有离弃他。我们有侍奉神的祭司，都是亚伦的后裔，并有利未人各尽其职。
10, but as for us, the Lord is our God, and we have not forsaken him, and the priests who administer to the Lord are the sons of Aaron, and the Levites attend to their duties.
然后接下去十一节说，我们照着律法，我们每一天一样都是在圣殿里面来献祭敬拜神，我们照着神的规矩在生活了。
11, and they follow what God commanded, that they burned offerings to God every morning and every evening.
我们是遵守神的命令的。
They kept the commands of the Lord.
但是你们却离弃了神。
But you have forsaken him.
好，十二节。
12.
所以现在率领我们的是神。
Now look, God himself is with us as our head.
你们现在如果要跟神打仗，你绝对不会得胜。
If you want to fight against God, you will not win.
那表示说，因为现在有神跟我们同在，而且神在带领我们，现在在我们最前面的是神本身。
So God is with us. He's fighting for us. He is ahead of us. Our head.
这番话哈，这番话，你如果像这样讲，也要讲很久了。
This is a very long things to say.
哦，这个就是好像一篇演说一样啊，像一个 speech 的。
It's like a speech.
那 speech， 哦，如果听的时候，当下哦，两军都听的时候，那个犹大国的那个军队一定是哦，对啊，你看我们有神帮助我们，一定很有信心的。
So after this long speech, I'm sure the Judah's army would be like, "Yes, God is with us."
那个北国以色列的哈，那个想说，哎，那你这样子，这个王在那边，那大家都好好都乖乖的听他讲话哈，也没有人想说拿石头打他。
And the king of the army in the Israel, they were all standing there silently listening, and it seems like nobody want to strike down the king.
你就想说，当他在讲话的时候，其实神真的在听的。
So you can see that when he's talking, that God is really listening.
那神也在控制整个场面呢。
And that God is controlling the armies, the,
这个时候,
the listeners.
这个时候王他没有危险。
At this point, there is no danger to the king.
他其实站在那个两三丈中的高处，他其实是站在远处，他在大声的讲话，在山上直接讲了。
He was standing on Mount Zemarah, so he was on top of a mountain.
好了，他现在把所有的那个信靠都放在神身上了。
So you see that he had put his entire faith on God.
这个王本身，他实际上是带领军队出来打仗的哦。
This is the king who's leading out his troops to battle.
但是王他现在知道说，其实率领军队的打仗的不是我，是神本身。
But the king understands that he is not him who's leading the army, but it's God.
那这个神你看不到。
And this is the God you cannot see.
但是他就在我们当中，而且在我们最前面。
But he is.And with us, and he's in front of us.
真的，神在前面的时候，当神跟他们同在的时候，那个敌人都不敢做什么。
And it's true when God is ahead of them, enemies dare not to do anything.
好，那他们不敢做什么？但是这个时候，哈，你知道一样的话，有人听了，有人不听了。
So these words, you know, some people probably listened and heard, and others didn't.
因为这个亚比亚就直接对这个耶罗波安讲啊。
Because Abijah was saying it directly to Jeroboam.
耶罗波安是一个背叛主人的一个恶人。
Jeroboam was an evil king who rebelled against
God. 他又改变了所有的敬拜的制度。
And he also changed the religion in Israel.
其实，如果严格的说，耶罗波安把自己当作神。
In fact, strictly speaking, Jeroboam had set himself up as God.
他只是把那个金牛犊，把那个神拿出来当挡箭牌而已。他自己本身就是想要当神。
He only took out the golden calves as stand-in, but actually he himself wanted to be God.
因为他想要掌权。
He wanted all authorities.
所以你看，他就是想办法要把犹大国把它吞了。
So that's why he's thinking of different ways to swallow up the kingdom of Judah.
用众多人数要得胜啊。
He gathered so many people, using the multitude of people to.
好了，那但这个时候耶罗波安不敢做什么。
But here Jeroboam did not dare to do anything.
但是第十三节说，他却在犹大人的后头设伏兵。
He caused an ambush to go from behind them.
所以他把一些军队调到后面去，要包围前后包围犹大国。
So he directed some army to the back of Judah,
so that they would. 这个时候犹大国根本没有人去注意，都在听那个王在讲话。
They would encircle Judah while Judah was just listening to the king talking.
好了，等到讲完的时候，现在伏兵就出现了。
So now, you know, he finished his speech. The ambush is there.
第十四节
，verse 14.
犹大人回头观看，见前后都有敌兵，就呼求神，祭司也吹号。
And when Judah looked around, to their surprise, the battle line was at both front and rear, and they cried out to the Lord, and the priest sounded the trumpets.
第十五节，于是犹大人呐喊的时候，神就使耶罗波安和以色列众人败在亚比亚和犹大人面前。
Then the men of Judah gave a shout, and as the men of Judah shouted, it happened that God struck Jeroboam and all Israel before Abijah and Judah.
第十六节，以色列人在犹大人面前逃跑，神将他们交在犹大人手里。
And the children of Israel fled before Judah, and God delivered them into their hand.
然后第十七节说，那个亚比亚跟那军兵大大杀戮以色列人，以色列人扑倒死亡的箭兵有500,000呢。
Then Abijah and his people struck them with a great slaughter, so 500,000 choice men of Israel fell slain.
第十八节，那时以色列人被制服了，犹大人得胜，是因为倚靠主，他们列祖的神。
Thus the children of Israel were subdued at that time, and the children of Judah prevailed because they relied on the Lord God of their fathers.
这就是这一次得胜最特殊的一个地方，他们是用喊的，他们是祷告神得胜的。
This is the unique part of the battle that they use yelling and praying to God, shouting and praying to God to win the battle.
这个在今天的战术上，有哪一个国家打仗是用这样的方法打的？
And in our battles we see today, who wins war using this method?
在开战以前先讲讲我们信仰，我们现在拜的是谁？
That before war, they'll start with a speech on their religion and on who they fight.
然后发现说人家对方暗暗的已经把你包围起来了，你都还不知道。
And then after the speech, discover that the enemy has surrounded them on all sides.
就是说啊，他是这个时候失去警觉。
So you can see that they were not alert at that time.
但是当发现前后都被包围的时候，他现在大声的呼求神。
But now they realize they're surrounded by enemies, they cried out to God.
祭司吹号表示说，这个时候其实按照神的吩咐，你打仗的时候你要吹号，神跟你同在。
The priest sounded the trumpet. According to the law, they sound the trumpet in the war, and God would be there.
就是也是要激励百姓，大家要同心呢。
To remind the Israelites to be all one of one heart.
然后这个时候，他们犹大人在呐喊的时候，神使他们得胜。
So Judah gave a great shout, and that's when God gave them victory.
是神把那个以色列人交在他们的手里了。
It is God who delivered Israel into their hands.
所以。这个就是今天我们所看到真的专心倚靠神的人，他相信神的带领人最后得胜了。
So you see, this is what someone who truly rely on God that they will be successful at the end.
得胜不是因为人 的准备，就是他的兵力还是他的武器。
Person's success does not depend on the preparation, how much weapons they have, how much army.
而是因为他倚靠这位神。
But that he relies on God.
我们今天在看圣经里面这些记录哈。
Today, when we see this recording in the Bible,
我们要明白，真的最后主导一切的是神本身。重点是我们是不是真的在信靠他，在敬拜他，按他的方法。
We have to remember that God is over all, and what is important is: are we relying on Him? Are we obeying Him? Are we following Him?
如果顺服神的人，最后得胜的。
If we're following Him, then we will be victorious at the end.
对。大卫来说，他就是经历这样的倚靠神得胜。
For David, that's what he experienced over and over again when he relied on God.
我们如果看诗篇二十五篇。
Let's look at Psalm 25.
诗篇二十五篇。
Psalm 25.
第一节。
Verse 1.
诗篇二十五篇第一节。
Psalm 25, verse 1.
主啊，我的心仰望你。第二节。我的神啊，我素来倚靠你，求你不要叫我羞愧，不要叫我的仇敌向我夸胜。第三节，凡等候你的必不羞愧，唯有那无故行奸诈的必要羞愧。请读。
One, to you, O Lord, I lift up my soul. Two, O my God, I trust in you. Let me not be ashamed. Let not my enemies triumph over me. Three, indeed, let no one who waits on you be ashamed.Let those be ashamed who deal treacherously without cause.
大卫他征战的一生里面，他都知道倚靠神的时候就得胜。
David has his own share of battles in his life, and he understands that when he relies on God, he wins.
使人胜败的在乎神，不是人。
So you see, who causes a defeat or success? It's all in the hands of God.
在生活当中有一些困难的时候，或者是一些征战的事，我们如果懂得靠神，我们就可以胜过了。
In our life, if we have problems, if we have battles, we need to rely on God so we can overcome them.
犹大人这一次，你看他们前后被包围，他怎么办？祷告神啊。
Judah was surrounded by enemies in front and behind, and what did they do? They relied on God.
当我们人愿意坚持相靠相信神的时候，神不会让我们失望。
If we strengthen ourselves to rely on God only, God will not disappoint us.
因为当初神已经应许所罗门的祷告。
For God already granted the wish of Solomon.
我们再看一下历代志下第七章。
Second Chronicles chapter 7.
历代志下第七章。
Second Chronicles chapter 7.
第十四节。
14.
这是当初神亲口跟所罗门答应的事。
This is what God personally promised to King Solomon.
第十四节。
14.
这称为我名下的子民，若是自卑祷告，寻求我的面，转离他们的恶行，我必从天上垂听，赦免他们的罪，医治他们的地。
14. If my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways.Then I will hear them from heaven and will forgive their sins and heal their land.
十五节，我必睁眼看，侧耳听，在此处所献的祷告。
15. Now my eyes will be open and my ears attentive to the prayers to prayer made in this place.
第十六节，现在我已经选择这殿，分别为圣，使我的名永在其中，我的眼、我的心也必藏在那里。
16. For now I have chosen and sanctified this house, that my name may be there forever, and my eyes and my heart will be there perpetually.
17. 你若在我面前效法你父大卫所行的，遵行我一切所吩咐你的，谨守我的律例典章，我就必坚固你的国位，正如我以你父大卫所立的约说，你的子孙必不断人做以色列的王。
17. As for you, if you walk before me as your father David walked, and do according to all that I have commanded you, and if you keep my statutes and my judgment, then I will establish the throne of your kingdom as I covenanted it with David your father, saying, You shall not fail to have a man as ruler in Israel.
真的，这个神所讲过的话都应验的。
That God's word all came true.
当我们碰到困难的时候，
if we encounter problems,
遇到征战了。
If we encounter battles,
如果我们今天在神面前自卑，
if we humble ourselves before the Lord,
就好像昨天晚上谈的那个罗伯安，他自卑了，他现在在神面前认错。
Just like what we discussed last night, Rehoboam humbled himself before the Lord.
本来神生气了，现在他一自卑之后，神就怒气就转消。
God was angry, but when he humbled, God's anger turned away from him.
然后接下来，现在换亚比央，他现在遇到困难的时候，他懂得祷告神，呼喊神。
Now the same with Abijah. Now he encountered trouble, but he knew to call upon God.
真的，当我们人谦卑，那用于祷告，然后愿意寻求神的面的时候，就得胜，就困难就解决了。
If we humble ourselves before God, be willing to pray before God, then our problems will be solved.
然后，其实神说了一个条件，你的子孙哈，这以色列人，如果愿意听我的话，遵守遵行我的命令。
But God also promised that if your descendants are willing to listen to my words and follow my commands,
我就坚固他的国位。
I would strengthen their king.
这个王位就一直延续下去了。
And this kingdom will be there forever.
到最后，神的重点就是你要离开罪恶，行善，就是要离恶行善，远离罪恶。
But the important part is that they must turn away from sin and wicked ways and walk in the right way.
然后要行神眼中看为正的事。
And to do things that are considered right in the eyes of God.
那这样子，这个恩典就一直跟随了。
Then this grace will follow forever.
所以我们要对信仰哦，要有这个信念。
So we should have this type of concept in our faith.
坚持对的事情很重要的。
It is very important to be strong and in what is do good.
我们今天是靠主耶稣在过生活的。
Today we rely on God to live our life.
我们有一个弟兄，他读完书去找工作。
There's a brother who finished his education and went to look for a job.
他找工作的时候，他跟他的上司在面谈的时候，就跟他提两个条件。
So when he's interviewing for a job, he said to his employer two things.
他说我是要在星期六的时候安息日去聚会敬拜神的，我需要放假。
One, on Saturday I go to church to worship God, so I cannot work on Saturday.
这个是，所以我星期六是绝对不上班的。
So I definitely would not be working.
因为我要去敬拜神。
Because I am going to worship God.
第二。
Two.
因为他去应征的工作，他知道常常要交际应酬，所以他跟他的面谈的官员说：“我不喝酒，所以你不管是什么应酬，我不喝酒，我不吃拜偶像的东西。如果你们有什么跟偶像有关系的，我都不可以参加。”
Because he knows his type of job involves a lot of socialization, so he told his boss that number two, I do not drink any alcohol, and I'm not going to eat any food worship to idols. So I will not be doing those things.
因为这是圣经告诉我的道理，我要遵守。
This is what the Bible tells me to do, and I will follow it.
他就在工作要开始以前，就先跟他上司先讲好了，我就这个两个条件，你要接受，我才要来工作。他说我不要接受，就算了。
So right before, he said, you need to accept these two requirements, and then I can come work here, otherwise then I will not be working here.
结果人家就说，那这样没有什么问题啊，好啊，就让他上班啊，就已经先讲好了。
And the company said, sure, that sounds fine, so then he started work.
那接下来我们这个弟兄他事情就很顺了。
And things went very successfully for this brother.
因为只要是拜偶像有关的，只要是应酬喝酒有关系的，自动把他排除，不要叫他人去，这个人不会参加。
Any events that involve alcohol or food worship to idols, the company would not send him there, saying that he won't be able to participate anyway.
因为他把他的信仰的立场先把他表明了。
Because he very proclaimed his faith in the very beginning.
那后来有一次碰到一个场合。
And once he went to an event.
因为他的个大老板。反正一个很重要的场合，有一个职位更高的一个人要来跟他敬酒。
Anyway, this is just there was a very important person, a boss who came to cheer with him with alcohol.
那我们这个弟兄就不要。
So the brothers said no.
就是说，人家别人都拿酒，你怎么拿果汁啊？
And he said, everyone else is holding, alcohol in their hand. Why do you have a juice?
难道不能够这样子喝一下，会怎样吗？
Is nothing going to happen to you if you just take a sip?
哇，那个大总裁这样一讲以后，这个小主管这下子要怎么办呢？
And this is said by a really big boss. So what should a little employer do?
这个时候，他的上司出来跟他挡。他的上司啊，他的老板呢、
啊？ And then his manager came.
他的老板跟这个总裁说：“啊，莫文，你不要，因为我们这位同事，他是要当牧师的。
And the boss said to the big boss, saying, just leave him because he wants to be a pastor.
他就是属于神的，他要做神工作的人啊。
He belongs to God. He wants to do what God tells him to.
然后他这样一讲以后，哎，人家对方就说，对，这个拜神的人，这个不可以喝酒。
And once he said that, actually the big boss said, oh, you know, that's very important that you need to worship God.
信仰要尊重人家不可以酒，不可以强迫。
And you need to respect other people's faith, and you cannot force them to drink alcohol.
啊，结果接下去，我们这个弟兄他就有一个标志。
So now this brother has this requirement.
公司人都知道说，这个人就是像耶稣一样的，信耶稣的。
Has this reputation that everyone knows that he is a Christian and he belongs to God.
要喝酒的事情，你不要找他。
So if there's any events that require drinking, then don't look for him.
那后来我们这个弟兄他自己说，人家因为同事在问他嘛，为什么你要这样坚持？
So later on, his colleagues ask him, "Why do you have to be so firm in
this matter?" 他说：“我这个酒力就不能开。我如果今天某某人叫你喝一小口，如果喝了，那另外一个人叫你说，你就对人这个人喝一小口，难道你不能喝一小杯吗？那接下去你就没完没了了。”
He said, if I relent and say, okay, I'll take a sip this time, that the next event, someone would say, well, why don't you take a cup with me? And then it would just snowball from there.
哦，因为如果你对这个人这样做，那另外一个人仍然瞧不起我吗？为什么你就不能够跟以前一样啊？
Because if he takes a sip with one person, then someone else would say, why can't you do the same for me? Why are you treating me differently?
所以这个叫做今天，如果我们能够坚持信仰的原则的时候，其实神他会为我们开路。
So if we
为我们讲话的是神，是神在安排的。
Stand firm in our faith, then God would open the door for us, and He would speak for us.
真的，我们的神他主导一切。
So you see, our God, He controls all.
如果我们自己本身不坚持，我们自己先妥协了，接下去其实表示我们对这个信仰不是很在意。
If we do not stand firm, if we fall first, then that means faith is not very important in our lives.
这个弟兄后来就被人家就知道说他是信耶稣了，他的作风跟一般人不一样。
So later on, this brother has this reputation that he belongs to God and what he does is different.
但是他不是那种怪人，他是非常好相处的人。
But he's not like one of those weirdos, he's actually very easy to get along.
但是他确实就是有一个非常清楚的信仰原则，因为他照圣经的话在过生活。
But he is living his life according to the requirements in the Bible.
所以今天我们需要明白说，率领我们的是神。我们今天面临任何的征战的事情，其实如果信靠神，神都为我们开路。
So today we got to realize that God is our head and He leads us so that if we follow Him in all things, He will open doors for us.
而且要为主耶稣发出香气。
And you need to shine the light for God.
最后来看哥林多后书第二章。
That's now look at 2 Corinthians
第二章
2:14. 14.
哥林多后书二章十四节，感谢神常率领我们在基督里夸胜，并借着我们在各处显扬那因认识基督而有的香气。
2:14 Now thanks be to God who always leads us in triumph in Christ and through us diffuses the fragrance of his knowledge in every place.
第十五，因为我们在神面前，无论是在得救人身上或在灭亡身上，都有基督馨香之气。
For we are to God the fragrance of Christ among those who are being saved and among those who are perishing.
愿我们都能够时常不管在我们在什么地方都能够发出香气。
So let's have the fragrance of Christ no matter where we are.
让主耶稣得荣耀。
So that Jesus Christ can be glorified.
让我们一起来做主耶稣基督的尖兵。
And that we are all the soldiers, so all of his soldiers.
顺服他的率领得胜一直到底。
So that we can follow him to the end and be successful.
唱诗。
Let's sing him.
168首
168.